This is Jim Inkster, and welcome to Talk Louisiana. Pleased you are starting your week with us. We originate from the Investar Tower in Baton Rouge. Robin Dow is producing. Your number, 877-217-5757. Emails to talk at talklouisiana.org. And we are slated this hour to visit with Christy Green, who heads the Louisiana chapter of the League of Women Voters, and she is active all over the state and is soon to be joining us, I'm told. And we'll also hear from Alex Martin, the news editor of the Wall Street Journal, one of the great entities in American journalism, owned by Rupert Murdoch. And today, the Wall Street Journal and every other media outlet is reporting on what's going on in Iran, and I'm sure our listeners are absorbing the information that is coming from the Middle East as the United States is at war. And it was an attack by America and Israel that disrupted flights across the Middle East and beyond Saturday as countries around the region closed their airspace, and the world is watching, and we will be talking about it. Again, your number, 877-217-5757. And Christy Green has taken the host's or the guest's seat, and she is ready to answer some questions about what the League of Women Voters is doing. I remember the legendary Jean Armstrong headed the League of Women Voters here in Baton Rouge for many years and was a here, there, and everywhere. And Christy is doing the same. And she is not happy about the closed primary, which is 10 weeks from Saturday, May 16th. Christy Green, your thoughts about why you don't think we should have done this?
Well, thank you for having me. And we're a little perplexed by the closed party primary. I'll tell you, I was away from the state for 30 years, came back here, registered to vote in 2014, and voted on my first ballot and just saw this huge list of candidates, multiple Republicans, Democrats. I guess this was when Bill Cassidy was running for senator in 2014. Candidates from every imaginable party. And I'd been living in states that had closed primaries, so I was used to seeing a more disciplined ballot, particularly just one Republican candidate and one Democratic candidate. So I started talking to people about it, and, you know, why does Louisiana have this crazy jungle primary system anyway? And people said, oh no, don't question the jungle primary system. Louisiana loves it. Everyone should be able to run for office. Everyone should be able to vote for anyone they choose. So people seem to think that it was democratic with a small d to have this happening. And more recently, we've gotten a grant for kind of a little study project on this. We're going around the state talking to people about the closed party primary, having a discussion that we didn't get to have in January 2024, when it seems Jeff Landry kind of slipped this into the legislative first extraordinary session. So we're going to be talking to people about what they think about the closed party primary. First of all, you know, are they even aware of it? And it turns out that there are states and other around the nation who are interested in our primary.
All right. Well, hold your fire. You're covering a lot of ground.
Yeah.
And this was done before in Louisiana. We had a closed primary in 2008 and 2010. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, the legislature, and in its wisdom, decided to go back to doing it the way we were doing it, which means an open primary, which has been in the law in Louisiana since 1975, except for the exceptions I mentioned. And you could make a case for either one. California, by the way, has an open primary now. And it does invite people of all political stripes to run in the same race. But it also produced a runoff with David Duke and Edwin Edwards, the open primary did. Neither of those candidates in that particular year, 1991, would have probably received the Democratic nomination for Edwards and the Republican nomination for Duke. We don't know. They might have, but chances are it would have been the incumbent governor, Buddy Romer, running against some other Democrat, and we would have had a totally different race. But what is it about it that you think is causing confusion? Because we didn't have a lot of time to get ready for this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the main issue that I would say many of us at the League have, and I should say the national organization has not taken a position on primaries and how they should function. But we started to get concerned about it back in, I think, 2020 or 2022. Sharon Hewitt had a closed primary task force, which I listened to quite a bit at the legislature. And it was very apparent at that time that Jeff Landry in particular had a strong interest in it. He asked, you know, if we're doing it at the congressional level, could we do it at the state or even the local?
Well, he said on this show that he thought if you're a member of a party, you ought to have ownership. You ought to be in a primary with people like you and have them decide whether you're fit to be the representative of the Democratic or Republican party. Now, what it has done, based on the way we have configured this, there's really no opportunity other than somebody who gets started real early, who has a lot of name recognition and perhaps some financial resources as well, to run as an independent. Mm-hmm. And coincidentally, Donald Trump endorsed Julia Letlow for the Senate 2 days after the window closed on Bill Cassidy to run as an independent, who could have caucused with a Republican. So there probably, believe it or not, there probably is a political component to this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So do you think that's unfair, or is that just business as usual? After all, as John Bel Edwards said, it's hard to take politics out of politics.
Mm-hmm. Well, I should say the league is nonpartisan, so we don't really play around with the parties.
Is there a political component?
There's undoubtedly a political component. Our concern is really about voter suppression. There's evidence that closed party primaries reduce the participation of voters overall, that they particularly reduce the participation of independent or no party voters. And in Louisiana, that's 25% or 28% of our electorate now. We're not just Republican and Democrat anymore. And also, young voters are increasingly registering no party or unaffiliated. So we're really concerned about young voters not getting involved.
Well, we hope to have Christy back again soon when there aren't other issues that are causing everything else to be submerged. But one of the things you're working on is that this month you are attempting to educate voters about the inactive voters list. Tell us more about that.
Yes, something that I didn't know even existed until 2019 when we were doing some work with a national organization on voter purges. So I became aware of the list. I started paying attention to when they were published in my local paper in Lafayette. The inactive voters list, by law, there must be a canvas of voters every year. It's to be done by the end of June. And so these lists usually come out in July or August. This year, it just came out in February. We were waiting for all of 2025, when they also had an additional canvas. So we knew that there was going to be a longer list than usual in advance of the 2024 primary.
And if you you want to vote, you got to take all the right steps. There aren't a lot of them, but obviously some people will go in and not be allowed to vote, and that's not good in our society.
Yep. I mean, this is when I'm accused of going into nag mode, but honestly, you know, even though there's a lot of talk about voter suppression these days, the positive news mm-hmm. is it is within the power of every voter to make sure that they're registered under their correct name and address and their party if they're going to vote in the closed party primary. We always say it's the ABC rule. Always be checking your go vote registration.
I like that, the ABC rule. Always be checking. Now, you have chapters in Orleans, where you're based, also Caddo, Iberia, Lafayette, St. Tammany, and Tangipahoa parishes. Is there not a local League of Women Voters office in Baton Rouge?
Interestingly, there is not. However, on Friday, I had lunch with a couple of younger women than I am who are interested in restarting that league, and they've got a very strong interest in libraries. So we're going to be working with them. You can be a local league. You can also be what's called a state unit, which is, I think, what Baton Rouge had under the auspices of the state league. So we expect they'll do that first and maybe transition to a full local league.
Well, for those who would like to contact you, Christy, how do they do it? What's the best way?
LWVLouisianaPresident@gmail.com.
That's LWV, as in League Women Voters, LWVLouisianaPresident@gmail.com. And that's the way you can find out more from the president, M. Christian Green, better known as Christy. Where are you originally from?
I was born in New Orleans. My mother's from Bienville Parish. My dad's from St. Mary, Franklin. So I say I'm kind of a Louisiana mutt.
Yeah, you're a Louisiana person, and we do love our politics in Louisiana, and hopefully we will have that reflected in voter turnout. In recent elections, we've been disappointed, including the last gubernatorial cycle. You have any feel for how the turnout will be on May 16th?
We're working our best to get it out. And one moment of encouragement last year actually was those March 29th primaries on the four constitutional amendments. I think Jeff Landry said he was expecting 11 to 12% turnout, and it turned out to be like 21 to 22%. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we hear people say, well, I don't like any of those candidates. And we have to remind them, there's other stuff on the ballot.
Well, and sometimes even if you don't like them, you might want to vote for the candidate you don't detest the most. So there you go. That's the way it is. This is America, and Louisiana should vote. And unfortunately, fewer than 40% of the people voted in the last governor's election. But congrats on your new post, Christy Green, and let's keep talking. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back to talk about what's happening around the world when we return.